Hello. Welcome back to Magic Woods. This story is called The Pumpkin of Magic Woods, Part 3. So when we last left our heroes, Bunny was imprisoned inside a tower with a sleeping wizard, Doggy was a statue, and Kitty was stuck upside down in a pricker bush that she could not escape from. So it wasn't looking too good for our heroes. And Kitty kept struggling to get free, but it was no use. The thorns wouldn't let her go. And she went, "Ugh, I wish I knew the magic word that could get me down." And she started to feel woozy from being upside down so long. All the blood was rushing to her head, and blood pulsed in her ears in a pounding rhythm. And then she heard a voice in the humming. A woman's voice, far away but clear. It said, "The magic word is Colan." Kitty went, "Huh? Who said that?" And she looked all around to see who had spoken, but there was no one else in sight besides a couple of ancient skeletons. She said, "Who said that?" And then in her head she heard, "Say Colan and you shall be free." And then the voice went away. Kitty said, okay, that was weird. That voice must be in my head somehow. Maybe I'm losing my mind. But I guess it doesn't hurt to say the word. Colan. Instantly, the thorny branches let her go. She fell to the ground. Oh, she felt a little dizzy from being upside down so long. So she steadied herself, and then she ran over to the statue of Doggy. And tears came to her eyes when she saw her friend standing there so still and silent, and she went, "No, Doggy." But then she remembered what the ropes had said about water being able to bring him back alive. She grabbed the bowl full of dirty water and dumped it right on Doggy's head. And he immediately came back to life. Yuck. Kitty said, "Yay, Doggy, you're alive." He said, "Yes, you didn't need to give me a shower, though." Kitty said, "Come on, we gotta go rescue Bunny. They took her to an evil tower." Doggy said, "Oh no, we have to save her from that evil watermelon dude." Kitty said, "He's a pumpkin, Doggy, not a watermelon." "Oh, whatever, the big round evil dude that's full of seeds. Let's go." And they ran off through the forest together. Doggy used his nose to find Bunny's trail. And they followed the trail all the way to the crater. And Kitty pointed up and said, "Look, I see Bunny up in that tower window." And Bunny saw them and she shouted, "Look out, the ropes are hiding down below." Kitty said, "What did she say?" Doggy said, "I think she said, soap slides down the piccolo." Yeah, but then the ropes slithered out of hiding and attacked. But this time Kitty was ready for them. She used her kitty karate skills and tied the ropes together in a double knot. And they said, "Hey, don't tie us up like old shoelaces." Kitty said, "Then don't attack us." "But we have to." And then Kitty kicked the knotted ropes into a burdock bush on the other side of the crater. And then Bunny ran down the tower stairs and Kitty and Doggy ran over to the tower and they met at the bottom at the door of the tower. And Bunny said, "Oh, thank goodness you two are okay." But then her eyes widened in fear and she said, "Oh no, behind you, look out, he's back." And Kitty and Doggy turned around and saw the pumpkin gliding into the crater fast. He shot pine cones out of his head. Doggy jumped back and forth trying to dodge the pine cones. "Yikes, I don't want to get turned into a statue again." And Bunny said, "Quick, come into the tower. He won't dare come into the room at the top. There's a prophecy that says he'll die if he goes up there." So they ran up the tower stairs. But the pumpkin came into the tower. He was so angry that he followed them up the stairs and shot pine cones at them the whole time. And the animals ran and ran to the room at the top of the tower and they slammed the door shut and locked it. But the pumpkin slammed against the door. "Let me come in." Doggy said, "Not by the hair on our chinny chin chins." The pumpkin smashed into the door again. This time the wood cracked and the hinges began to loosen. The animals hid behind the desk. And then the pumpkin banged against the door a third time. and this time it broke down. And the animals huddled together behind the desk, afraid. And the pumpkin entered the room slowly. And he looked at the sleeping wizard for a moment. And then he went, "Ha! Looks like the prophecy isn't true after all. For there is nothing in this room that can kill me. Instead, I will turn the three animals to stone and smash them to pieces." But that gave Kitty an idea. She jumped out from behind the desk and went, "Hiya!" And the pumpkin shot a pine cone at her. Phew! But Kitty just leaped out of the way. Phew! And then the pumpkin shot more pine cones. Phew, phew, phew! But Kitty just kept leaping and somersaulting and dodging everyone. Phew, phew, phew! Kitty karate, hiya! The pumpkin said, "Stay still, foolish beast." And then Kitty leaped high into the air and did a flip right over the pumpkin. Phew, phew! And he shot a pine cone up at her. Phew! But Kitty twisted out of the way just in time. And the pine cone missed her, and then it came back down and landed right on the pumpkin's face. And he said, "No!" right before he turned to stone. And then Kitty landed on her feet in a perfect level 7 Kitty karate stance. And she went, "Meow!" And the pumpkin just sat there, as harmless and unalive as a statue. And then Bunny and Doggy ran out from behind the desk and they said, "Kitty, you did it! You defeated the pumpkin in Magic Woods! You did the impossible! You're a hero!" Kitty said, "Ah." She flexed her muscle. She said, "It was nothing." And then she pointed at the statue of the pumpkin and said, "Now we should roll him out the window so he smashes to pieces." Bunny said, "I don't know. I have a feeling we should just leave him here." Kitty said, "But then his dopey ropes could just put water on him and bring him back to life, and then he'll be made of space crystal again." "All right." So they rolled the big stone pumpkin across the floor. And then they lifted him up and pushed him out the window. Well, the ropes had finally untied themselves and were just about to enter the tower when they looked up and saw a big stone pumpkin heading their way. And they went, "Ah!" And then the statue of the pumpkin crashed on top of them and broke into dozens of pieces. And the ropes were trapped beneath the chunks of stone. "Oh!" And then a shadowy jack-o'-lantern emerged from the broken pieces, kind of like a ghost. And it reached up towards the tower like it wanted to get inside. But then a warm wind came and blew it away. Doggy said, "That was weird." And then the warm wind blew through the tower window. And it lifted the animals into the air and carried them out of the tower. Oh! And over the crater. And Doggy said, "Yikes, I hope this weird wind doesn't drop us." But the wind, or whatever it was, didn't drop them. It carried them over the crater and through the woods and back to the field. And then they hovered in place while the world began to swirl around them again. Zoom, 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 zoom. And Doggy said, "Yay, we're going home." Kitty said, "Maybe we're going home. Well, maybe, hopefully, we're heading to another world even more exciting and dangerous than this one." Doggy said, "You know, sometimes you're a real load to have around." But when the world finally stopped swirling, they saw that they were back in their time. It was a lovely spring morning in the field outside yesterday's macaroni. They floated back down to their picnic blanket as gently as dandelion seeds falling from the sky. And Doggy picked up his sandwich. "Oh, yum! Now there's some ants on my hoagie." And he ate the rest in one big gulp. Kitty said, "Ew." And Bunny looked at yesterday's macaroni and said, "We should go back inside the mountain. Jennifer and Jeffrey might be wondering where we are." So they ran back inside the mountain, right through the front door. And all the other animals and Jeffrey and Jennifer were gathered in the main room as if waiting for them. And Jennifer said, "There you are. We've been looking everywhere for you three." And Jeffrey said, "We thought you had disappeared." Kitty said, "Oh, we just went outside for a little picnic." "What?" No one could believe it. "You went outside?" Mr. Constrictor said, "Bah, you crazy little whippersnappers. You're lucky the pumpkin didn't see you." Kitty said, "Oh, he did." "What? And you're still alive? How?" Bunny said, well, we traveled to his world somehow. And Kitty made the pumpkin turn himself to stone, and then we smashed him to pieces. At first, nobody could believe it. And someone said, you mean the pumpkin's dead? Kitty said, yep. You mean we can go outside? Yep. Hooray! All at once, the animals started jumping up and down and laughing and cheering. Yay, the pumpkin's dead! The pumpkin's dead! We can go outside at last! Hooray! Thank you, Kitty! Mr. Constrictor said, but there's other dangerous things in the woods. Pointy sticks and floating ladies and dragons the size of chickens. But nobody listened to him. They just pushed past Mr. Constrictor, hey! And ran out the front door and into the sunshine. And then the animals just spent the rest of the day playing in the wide green field that surrounded the mountain. And they said, oh, it feels so good to finally go outside. Thank you, Kitty. You're the best. And that's how Kitty became a hero. Well, that's the end of the story, The Pumpkin of Magic Woods. The next story is called Dr. Didmore. Good night.